live and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission, to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
All right, for Thursday, March the 16th, live in our studio and played back later on the podcast of WMUNMuncie.com. Here's what people are talking about. The weather is going to change. The winds are going to get really high. Might have some power outages, too. People are talking about Ball State sports, men's volleyball last night, and women's basketball tonight. Their march is on, not the madness. They're in the WNIT, but they're hoping for a big crowd at Worthen Arena. People are also talking about things that have transpired in Muncie. We have some updates. There was a deceased found south side of Muncie, the Muncie Police Department working on that one, and a lot of things to cover this morning. I'm Steve Lindell in studio, live guest. It's Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner.
Hello, good morning.
We are glad you are here, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing this, and we appreciate the access and everything, Sheriff. Let's start off with the Ashley Mullis case, if you don't mind, before I forget to ask. Any updates on that missing persons case?
I don't remember what we talked about last, but the only update was that the suspect in that kidnapping case, Sheila York, she did turn herself in Muncie. She surrendered herself at the jail. She was with legal counsel, and then she turned around and bonded right out. We don't have anything new since then, so we were happy she did that. We were going to go get her, but she saved us some time and money, so nothing new since that.
Okay, safe to say the investigation is still ongoing.
Still ongoing, correct.
Okay. Sheriff Tony Skinner is live in our studio on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. This is Delaware County Today. Are you excited for March Madness, by the way, before I forget?
I am.
You a bracket guy?
I'm a bracket guy. Okay. I filled them out. I've got in a couple of contests this year, yeah.
So. Who's your national champion? Do you want to share?
I've got three of them.
Okay. I got Fairleigh Dickinson.
I'd bet you any day.
I would win that bracket if that actually happened. They got Purdue in the next round. So I don't think that's going to work out really well for
them. Well, no, you're going to lose that.
Just saying, yeah. Sheriff Skinner is my guest. Delaware County Today. There's also a case that really had a quick resolution thanks to the sheriff's deputies. This is regarding a fatality stemming from a hit-and-run incident northwest of Muncie. Tell us about that situation.
Sure. So up near State Road 28 and 600 West yesterday morning, we received a call of what appeared to be a man down in the ditch. Our deputies arrived, and in fact, it was that. It's extremely unfortunate, but somebody walking down the road was hit in the early morning hours, and a little while after that investigation ended, one of our deputies spotted a vehicle that had some damage on the passenger side and continued that investigation and found out that was the vehicle. I can't give a lot of details, but it was, in my words, it appears to be, an older gentleman that didn't know that he had hit a person. He thought maybe it was a small animal or something. Just terrible incident. The victim wasn't from around here, so I don't think anybody here has local ties to him. But nonetheless, our prayers are with his family.
All right, yeah. Thank you very much for that update there. Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest on Delaware County Today on the new WMUN, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams and all that. You're a sports fan. You're probably pretty excited about the Ball State women. I mean, who isn't? They got their WNIT first rounder at home. That's pretty cool.
First round tonight. Yeah, I was hoping that they would make the NCAA tournament. Yeah. I watched the women play excuse me, several games this year, mm-hmm. and man, they're really good, and yeah. They are so fun to watch. So, I'm pulling for them. I think they're going to do well in that tournament, and they're going to go deep. They're so talented, and they're young. They've got a lot of returning starters. So, just very entertaining and fun to watch basketball.
Just from a fan standpoint, the dudes getting stiffed without postseason, that was kind of a bummer, wasn't it?
I thought that was a bit of a slap in the face for sure. Yeah. You know,
they were good, too.
They were good. They were fun to watch.
Crowds were up. That was good. Neat to see, too, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, I watched some games this year. I watched more college basketball this year than I've watched in a long time. And, you know, chirp, chirp. Go women. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest this morning on, what is it, the 16th of March. St. Patrick's Day is Friday and all weekend, of course. I know law enforcement will be making sure that people are doing the right thing, driving safe and all that.
Right. We're always looking for impaired drivers. So I just ask, if you're going to be out celebrating this weekend, to use your brain, use your common sense, and have a designated driver.
As we are talking this morning on March the 16th, the week to come is spring break for Muncie Community Schools.
Sure
and
is.
A bunch of other schools will do. I really like when you give us some tips about safe travel and keeping your home safe while you're away. There's a lot of smart things that people need to be doing, so let's dive into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Spring break is coming up. It starts tomorrow for a lot of schools. So, you know, some of the common sense safety tips for you and your home, I always tell people, leave at least one light on. If you can put them on timers, that's even better. Make sure your at least one neighbor knows that you're gone to keep an eye on your house or a close family member. My biggest thing is I don't tell people that I'm going out of town.
Same
so,
here.
You know, people never know I was on a vacation until I get back.
Yep.
And the same thing goes with posting vacation pictures on social media while you're gone. Uh-huh. There's nothing like telling a bad guy, hey, my house is empty, like posting pictures. Wait till you get back to post your vacation pictures.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed. Because you're just telling them, hey, I'm wide open. No one's there.
Yep.
So just be smart about it and have somebody watch your house. That's a good one, too. And if you don't know your neighbors, for heaven's sakes, get to know them. Ask around and then reciprocate when they're gone sometime and watch out for them, too.
Sure.
Sheriff Tony Skinner is my guest on Delaware County Today, live in studio. Anything that you wanted to cover this morning, Sheriff?
Well, I saw something on social media the other day about you. You had... you got like an anniversary or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you've been here 30 years?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
How do they tolerate that? my goodness. Who?
This interview can end quickly. I'm just saying, Sheriff.
Who are these people that allow you to work here? I mean, you're the unofficial mayor of Muncie, so congratulations on a great career. I think that's wonderful.
You're very nice. Yeah. Thank you very much. Thanks for not saying anything about how old I look or whatever. Noah is one of our newer employees, and he said something to me in the hallway yesterday. He said, holy cow, 30 years. I wasn't even alive when you started this gig.
Yeah.
Any notable staff members doing good stuff? I mean, that's almost hard to come up with because you got so much good people to talk about.
Nah, we frequently write letters of commendation. We're very proud of our staff. And I will say this. I think I talked about this in January. We're going to have a hiring process coming up fairly soon. So for any of the listeners out there, you know, if you've ever thought about a career in law enforcement, you know, it's a noble profession for a lot of people. It is a calling. And those are the types of people that we're looking for that are willing to step out of their comfort zone to serve their community, to do what's right and to help us serve and protect. Keep your eye on our Delaware County Sheriff's Office Facebook page in the near future. And we would love to have you come out and apply for our department.
Excellent. Yep. Sheriff Skinner, always a pleasure to see
you. Thank you. You too.
And look forward to hearing even more good stories about you and your people doing good stuff in our community. We need you, and keep doing it
for us,
would you?
Thank you all.
All right. Sheriff Skinner in our studio this morning. Our first segment for today's installment of Delaware County Today. Our news summary coming in a moment. This is the new WMUN.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar.
The Daily WMUN Delaware County Today Radio Show with Steve Lindell.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Tarasciano. I'm a planetarium assistant at the Charles W. Brown Planetarium. I am an undergrad at Ball State University.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out in space. That's part of the reason I chose to study it. You never run out of things to look for.
His name is Samuel Sermon.
Radio is still one of the most leading platforms where misinformation isn't there. Like, there's still a strong trustworthiness in what we're saying. They're speaking truth to power. And for people to kind of like sometimes worry about, oh, is this still relevant? It's still this, that, and the other. Oh, it's very relevant. It's still very prevalent. And it has a responsibility here in 2023.
Weekdays, 8 till 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Alexa Command, play WMUN.
Are you a master of organization? Thrive under pressure? Do you love radio like we love radio? Here at Woof Boom Radio, we're looking for an assistant commercial traffic director to join our pack. Don't let the assistant part fool you. This job is important. You'll be responsible for keeping all the commercials on track and the sales team in line. But don't worry, you'll have plenty of furry friends to keep you company. To be successful in this role, you'll need to be a pro at multitasking, have excellent communication skills, and be able to work well with others. And if you're a dog lover, even better. At Woof Boom Radio, we take our work seriously, but we also know how to have fun. It's a good salary, benefits, and a work environment that's as friendly as it is professional. So, if you're ready to join the pack, apply at woofboom.com. This has been a message from Woof Boom Radio. We can't wait to meet our new assistant commercial traffic director. Woof, woof.
Our first addition to the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
Thank you today for the woof, woof on the new WMUN, the Talk of Muncie, for March the 16th. They're turning the canal green in Indianapolis. I think today's the day for that. Kim Morris from WLBC Radio showed me the video where they add a little boat that goes in the canal there in downtown Indianapolis, and they spray out all this stuff to turn the canal green. And if you don't see it for March, you know, for St. Patrick's Day weekend, the canal also turns green oftentimes in the summertime. That is unofficially because of algae and stuff. People are talking about our news and information. I'm Steve Lindell, host of Delaware County Today. Thanks again to Tony Skinner, sheriff for Delaware County. And thanks to the quick work, the headline in the Muncie newspaper, Person of Interest, questioned in fatal hit and run northwest of Muncie. The sheriff talked about that situation just a moment ago. There is also the case at a Muncie duplex. Yesterday, a man in Muncie was found dead, apparently one or more gunshot wounds. Southside duplex early Wednesday, I guess, is when they found the deceased. 3:22 in the morning, report of gunfire, Southside neighborhood. Cops got there and remained on scene, and the death of, I believe, did they release the name? I can't see the name on this version of the newspaper story here, but Deputy Police Chief Melissa Criswell said that the officers observed, quote, what appeared to be several bullet holes in a duplex in the 1300 block of East 10th Street. Investigation ongoing. New summary in a second. One of our other items today is the weather. It will change, meaning the temperature is going to drop and the winds are going to kick up. So strong winds are expected late today and tonight, the 16th of March and into early March 17th. This is a rapidly strengthening low-pressure system. I'm just reading the copy from the National Weather Service. I always wanted to be a weather forecaster, by the way. I showed up for class, and it was too complicated, so I didn't take that one. Anyway, what will happen today is shower chances get scattered, mainly after 5 p.m. now. I might be able to cook that steak in the backyard, now I'm thinking out loud. 55 will be the warmest high we see in a while today. Okay, 55. And then the winds kick up. The rain gets much better chance-wise tonight and through the early part of Friday. The temperature when you get up in the morning tomorrow, Friday, will be 38 degrees. And then it'll fall before noontime to 37 or 36. And then over the weekend, it'll be cold and blustery. And no 50s seen until maybe Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's not so bad. The news summary coming up next is what we are airing on several of our Woof Boom radio stations. We dedicate a lot of time and effort to covering local news and information. Here's the summary now on the new WMUN. Another major car manufacturing operation is moving to Indiana.
For the last 40 years, the Honda Accord had been assembled in Marysville, Ohio. The company announced Tuesday production will move to its Indiana production plant in 2025. That's the same plant where Hoosiers build Civic hatchbacks and CRVs. There's no word on how many jobs this may add. The Greensburg plant was built in 2007. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. Muncie police say a highly intoxicated Muncie mother was arrested after she was found locked outside her home as her four children slept inside. Star Press reporting, 34-year-old Jasmine Cox was preliminarily charged with four counts of neglect of a dependent after police were dispatched to her home on South Hackley Street early Saturday. Explore 40 acres of fun at Minnetrista Museum and Gardens Family Adventure Day Spring Celebration. Enjoy crafts, games, and more on Wednesday, March 22nd. MuncieJournal.com reporting the event will be broken into 3 2-hour sessions, 10 to noon, 1 to 3, and 4 to 6. Find out more, Minnetrista.net/events.
Are your taxes hacked? It happens.
The IRS is aggressively fighting identity theft, but it still happens, and criminals are now targeting state tax systems. Adam Levin, founder of Cyber Scout, says the IRS can provide you a 6-digit code, even if you haven't already been hacked.
And that PIN gives you a definite layer of additional protection.
But also,
get your credit reports, read them.
If you're blocked from filing a return, someone has filed in your name. Contact the IRS and the Federal Trade Commission. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
LBC News Bits save the date for Stand Down Muncie, September 19, Delaware County Fairgrounds, to assist our veterans again. Congrats to Muncie Central High School students for recent awards. Nora Quirk is the Storer Scholarship winner, and Titus Waters was named National Football Foundation Scholar Athlete. Your senator is eager for what might be next as a bill to declassify White House COVID documents awaits the president's signature.
Senator Mike Braun says he doesn't see any reason why President Biden would veto it after it passed the House on Friday with unanimous support.
This cat is finally going to be out of the bag, and yes, then you hear about this. It's insult on top of injury. You get double billed by the Wuhan lab.
Talking to Fox News, that's in reference to the latest reports that with the U.S. appearing to have funded some of the research at the Wuhan lab, the U.S. may have been making duplicate payments on that funding. Some senators want a 9/11 style commission to figure out what happened with that money. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
LBC News Bits. Spring property tax installments for Delaware County due May 10. More information, 747-7808. Colton Dixon of American Idol fame is stopping by Anderson First on his Build a Boat tour, April 28, 7 p.m. tickets at Eventbrite. The lighter side of news. Teachers, this one's for you.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A student who showed up dressed as her teacher for Superhero Day makes today's Dean's List. R.E. Baker Elementary in Bentonville, Arkansas, wanted kids to come dressed as their favorite superhero during Spirit Week. Jamie Day, who's been a teacher for 8 years, showed up at work to see her student, 8-year-old Caroline Carlson, dressed just like her. Caroline's mom, Courtney, says her daughter kept saying she wanted to be just like Miss Day. She texted her daughter's teacher asking what she was wearing for Superhero Day. Miss Day says she was blown away when she saw Caroline wearing a denim jacket over a school spirit shirt with jeans. The school principal took a photo of the moment and shared it on the school district's Facebook page. Caroline says she picked Miss Day as her superhero because she teaches them to be kind, responsible, and a good leader. That sounds like a superhero to me. Miss Day, you definitely deserve the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Time's running out to apply for the 2023 Higher Vets Medallion Award, the only federal-level employment award that celebrates employers who have demonstrated a commitment to recruiting, employing, and retaining our nation's veterans. HireVets.gov/awardees. And today is the 106th birthday of Bill Barlage, who built and operated the Pixie Diner in Muncie, 1955 until 1978. David Letterman used to hang out there with his Ball State buddies and even mentioned the Pixie in one of his late shows in 1982. Other famous people there include Johnny Cash, Kenny Rogers ate there, so did Dick Clark. Bill now lives in Morrison Woods Assisted Living Center, and we are told that his family is coming to town to celebrate today. You may have heard about bank closures that have been impacting businesses around the nation. Sasha Nixon reports on what we know so far about how Hoosiers could be affected.
What happened in 2018, 2019 is that we saw kind of a rollback of certain provisions and specifically kind of how often these banks are checked on. If we would have had those provisions, it's likely we would have kind of caught these issues earlier on and we might have prevented these bank runs.
That's Christoph Kleiner, a professor at IU's Kelley School of Business, talking to Wish TV. He says it is not clear yet if or how Hoosier institutions might be influenced, though some businesses may feel the effects. This being said, he advocates against a run on banks, which could just lead to bigger problems. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. A Newcastle man facing felony charges stemming from his alleged battering of a toddler. According to the Star Press, 27-year-old Darnell Fox is charged with battery resulting in serious bodily injury and neglect of a dependent. Fox accused of abusing his son last July, just 2 weeks shy of the child's second birthday. Alexandria School Board Monday hearing proposals for gym, athletic hallway, and media center renovations. The Herald Bulletin reporting representatives of KRM Architecture presented renovation concepts to the board at its regularly scheduled meeting. Officials saying the presentation was merely for discussion purposes. No decisions would be made.
It is arguably one of the biggest Easter egg hunts in LBC land. 4,000 eggs and over 500 prizes at the Knights of Columbus, Muncie, April 8th. 10 a.m. sharp, be there a little before then to sign up. Three age groups. If you have questions, talk to Brad Robertson, 215-6816. The new blue garbage toters are coming to Muncie. Here's Jason Donati.
Yeah, you can sign up for our new toters on our website, MuncieSanitary.org/department/recycling. And it's an opt-in program where you sign up to get a 96-gallon blue recycling toter. And we're starting that in May or June this year. So get signed up. It's exciting that we're changing things up. So we're going to capture more recyclables and do good for the environment.
We saw the Muncie Sanitary District at the Big Farm Festival teaching kids about the environment and recycling.
A little more on those blue toters, by the way. They're going to replace the blue bags for recyclables. That's how that's going to work with the Muncie Sanitary District. Jason Donati yesterday and various staff members, Muncie Sanitary District, thank you for being there at the Farm Fest. It was well attended and a good time was had by all, including me, Steve Lindell, live on the WMUN Delaware County Today Show. March Madness begins today. 16 games on the slate for the men's basketball tournament. In the first four Wednesday night, Fairleigh Dickinson hammered Texas Southern 84-61. Their coach is Tobin Anderson with a message to his team right after the game.
The more I watch Purdue, the more I think we can beat them.
Yes, sir.
Let's go shock the world. Let's go do this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, shock the world, right? Yeah, as mentioned, they get Purdue in the next game, but the coach also went on to talk to his team just a little more after.
Enjoy this one. Be humble, right? Be humble. Enjoy this one. We go back. We're headed to Columbus, guys.
All right, so good luck to Fairleigh Dickinson. I think they're probably going to lose by about 1,000. I'm just saying. It's put it this way. If they beat Purdue, that is the Cinderella story. But we'll see what happens. That's why they play the games. So
Let's see here. Indiana University plays Kent State of the Mid-American Conference, 10 o'clock on Friday night. And I think that, some say that one's going to be really close. I think that IU is going to squash Kent State. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And are your brackets done? Emily Guffey is my show producer. Nod or shake, do you do a bracket? You don't do it at all. You know, there is a woof boom, woof, woof, woof boom radio contest for staff members. Did you get the link, yes or no? I should send that to you. You could dive in. You got to do it before, late morning today before the first game hits. This is some fun. Don't have to pay anything to get in. No money exchanges hands in our contest, the bracketology of the big dance, as it were. This is Delaware County Today on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. The other sports item that we're certainly covering is the high school basketball tournament for boys in Indiana. And we will cover who we will cover, just as a reminder, in a moment. Let's first get a snapshot for what today is looking like in Muncie, Delaware County, and the rest of our world.
It's March 16th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Freedom of Information Day, which also coincides with the birthday of the country's fourth president, James Madison, in 1751. Madison is considered the father of the Constitution and was an advocate for openness in government as well as the Bill of Rights. Congress would eventually see Madison's desire for a more open government come to fruition in 1966 with the passage of the Freedom of Information Act. Also on this date, in 1870, Mississippi Senator Hiram Rhodes Revels becomes the first black man to deliver a speech on the Senate floor. And in 1900, baseball's American League is founded by Ben Johnson. Eight teams made up the league at its founding. If it's your birthday today, you share it with comedian, actor, and philanthropist Jerry Lewis, born in 1926, and TV game show host Chuck Woolery, born in 1940. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Chuck back in 2-2 from his game show. And Jerry Lewis, how many times have you seen the MDA Labor Day telethon that he became so famous for and so many other things that he did as well? All right, before the top of the hour, here's a tease for you to continue listening, listeners. Before the top of the hour, what Fox News anchor went and graduated to an Indiana college? And what college was that? His voice and that answer coming before 9 a.m. on today's Delaware County Today on the new WMUN.
Farm equipment and supporting the community is their specialty. Reynolds Farm Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, is a proud supporter of local high school sports. Reynolds Farm Equipment is a leading John Deere equipment dealer serving farmers, homeowners, landscapers, and commercial contractors rooted in Indiana. Reynolds Farm Equipment has been serving and supporting the community for 68 years. Visit ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com to see if they can help right here in your community.
Styles you like, prices you love. Walls Furniture.
Hey, sports fans, Craig Robbins with Walls Furniture. At Walls, furniture buying has never been better. Prices and wait times have receded. At Walls Furniture, 90% of our showroom is in stock. That's right, in stock. We do things better at Walls. You need furniture? You don't want to wait? You know where to go.
Come to Walls Furniture on Nebo Road. Come to Walls Furniture between Meyer and Menards.
The daily WMUN Delaware County Today radio show with Steve Lindell.
Hi, my name is Nicolette Tarasciano. I'm a planetarium assistant at the Charles W. Brown Planetarium. I am an undergrad at Ball State University.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on out in space. That's part of the reason I chose to study it. You never run out of things to look for.
His name is Samuel Sermon.
Radio is still one of the most leading platforms where misinformation isn't there. Like, there's still a strong trustworthiness in what we're saying. They're speaking truth to power. And for people to kind of like sometimes worry about, oh, is this still relevant? It's still this, that, and the other. Oh, it's very relevant. It's still very prevalent. And it has a responsibility here in 2023.
Weekdays, 8 till 9 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and free streams. Alexa Command, play WMUN.
Are you a master of organization? Thrive under pressure? Do you love radio like we love radio? Here at Woof Boom Radio, we're looking for an assistant commercial traffic director to join our pack. Don't let the assistant part fool you. This job is important. You'll be responsible for keeping all the commercials on track and the sales team in line. But don't worry, you'll have plenty of furry friends to keep you company. To be successful in this role, you'll need to be a pro at multitasking, have excellent communication skills, and be able to work well with others. And if you're a dog lover, even better. At Woof Boom Radio, we take our work seriously, but we also know how to have fun. It's a good salary, benefits, and a work environment that's as friendly as it is professional. So, if you're ready to join the pack, apply at wolfboom.com. This has been a message from Woof Boom Radio. We can't wait to meet our new assistant commercial traffic director. Woof, woof.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And looking ahead to Monday already, it's Thursday morning, March the 16th. Monday on our weekly program, 765businessjournal.com radio. The website is always there, 24/7, 365. Editor-in-Chief Mike Rhodes. Hi, Mike. My guest on Monday's 9 a.m. show will be Randall Dunnick. Confirmed as a guest, this is the Randall Dunnick who is with the Albany Town Board. And what we're going to be able to talk about are some of the things undertaken in Albany, some positive things happening there, and we want you to know about it. Albany is very well within the geographic region of Muncie, Delaware County. And if you ever have ideas or questions or information to share that you'd like for me and us to be talking about or covering on the Daily Show here or on our news coverage throughout all of our radio stations, don't hesitate to reach out. My email is steve.lindell@woofboom.com. Steve.lindell, L-I-N-D-E-L-L, at woof like the dog, boom like the firecracker.com, like the interwebs. Got a nice note from Lafay Pegues just yesterday, great Muncie guy. He gave me a tip of a fundraiser coming soon, which actually was included in our news summary briefly earlier this hour. We'll, if we have time before 9 a.m., we'll give you some more information on that. We are looking to book a show guest, a mom, with respect to that particular situation. The feature is called Fox on Tech, and what this one is about is another acronym that I'll never, ever remember. It's MVNO.
Fox on Tech.
Tech consumers like their options, right? Cheaper options specifically, especially when coming to things like mobile devices and cellular providers. Those choices have exploded due to mobile virtual network operators, or MVNO. That's when a cell company leases space on the network of another and never owns their actual network or towers. That's how they can offer very low or prepaid service rates. One big player has been Mint Mobile, whose commercials feature none other than Hollywood A-lister Ryan Reynolds. He's actually a part owner of that company until now, because Mint is being bought by T-Mobile, the company from which Mint leased network space. T-Mobile says pricing for Mint customers, namely its $15 a month plan, will stay intact. It hopes to boost its own prepaid options by acquiring Mint, for which it will spend $1.35 billion. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Evan, did you say that plan costs $15 a month? I got to look into that one. This is Delaware County Today, the radio show that's 8 to 9 a.m., live and local every weekday morning on the new WMUN. Here's the lowdown for our basketball coverage. This is a reminder, not a change. If you've heard this already, please share the word, spread the word. On this radio station, the Delta Boys will play at about noon on Saturday. And then earlier, 10 a.m. is the start time for Wapahani Boys. That game will be heard on Woof Boom Radio Station 96.7, 102.9 FM, Free Streams, and Blake FM is the name of that station. It's our country station in the radio group. And there's a command that I can't think of for Alexa for that station. Then, here's what we're going to do. When, not if, both of those teams win their first round game Saturday. Positive thinking. the station they were on in the first place is where they would have their championship game at 8 o'clock Saturday night. So Wapahani wins. They would stay on the two stations I just mentioned for Blake FM. Delta wins on Saturday at noon. They would stay here on WMUN, okay? Hypothetically, if one or the other wins, not both, then that championship game would be on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN. I think you got all that. Thank you to Thomas for sending out a note, by the way, on our social media. Cool little graphic that he did flying around the World Wide Web. And then the other thing people are talking about this morning is Ball State. Here's what happened last night at Ball State's Worthen Arena. The men's volleyball team not only beat the Ohio State, they beat them 3-0. Yikes. By the way, Donan Cruz, the coach of the Ball State dudes, has a birthday in the family. Anna, his wife. He almost forgot, but he let me know with a text. Way to go, coach. Good save. Still got to buy a gift, though. Just saying. And don't be giving her a game-worn jersey or something. I don't think that she wants that. Just saying. This is Delaware County Today on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, Alexa Command. Play WMUN. The women's basketball of Ball State also in focus. Saw billboards I was driving by on McGalliard yesterday. The quest starts here. I can't remember what words it was. I was driving. I was keeping my eyes on the road. But it was for the Thursday night game, home, Worthen Arena, with the WNIT starting up for the Ball State Cardinals. It's a 6:30 tip time, which means at 6:10, the pregame will begin right here on the home of Ball State women's basketball, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM. And the Alexa command, say it with me, play WMUN. Now, let's take one more break, and when we come back, I'm going to get to that Fox News anchor tease that I gave you earlier in the hour. I'm also going to tell you, if you're wondering, whatever happened to that daylight saving time law? Do you remember when they talked, it was about last year at this time, that the federal government was talking about ending daylight saving time forever, and they stopped talking about it. We have that story. It's coming up in a moment on the new WMUN.
For Ball State men's and women's basketball, one season is complete. The other still has a little bit of postseason basketball ahead of them. We'll talk about both aspects in this big week in sports. It's presented by Mancino's in Muncie. We're right back after this.
Bum, 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 bum.
Would you calm down? We're in public.
It's just that. Look, man, I haven't had a Mancino's grinder since last week. The real question is, how are you not this excited?
First time, actually.
Whoa, pump the brakes. Get this man a pizza. Stack.
Mmm. Oh, man.
Right? Is that fresh? Isn't that good?
Bum, 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 bum.
Yeah, it's just that good. Mancino's Pizza and Grinders on Bethel in front of Royal King.
Ball State men's and women's basketball had a historic combined season. It's only the fourth time in Ball State history that both teams reached 20 wins individually. For the men's team, it's their first season with 20 wins or more since 2017. For Ball State women's basketball, it's their third 20-win season out of the last 4 years. For the men's team, they fell in the Mid-American Conference quarterfinals to Ohio. And for the women's team, they made it to the semifinals before falling to Bowling Green. Ball State women's basketball received an invite to the WNIT and will compete in the tournament this week. Thanks for listening to this Big Week in Sports presented by Mancino's in Muncie. Hey, it's Mark Forster, the Coach's Corner, live from Mulligan's Clubhouse Grill, and Crestview Golf Club will return April 1st as winter sports competition coming to a close. Spring sports are ramping up.
Hear from area high school coaches, players, and administrators about their athletic programs on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, WMUN, Muncie.
Don't let spring flooding ruin your basement. Menards has everything you need to keep your home dry. Zinsser Watertight LX Ultra is a multi-purpose waterproofing paint. It's designed for interior and exterior use, and it's guaranteed to protect against leaks and dampness for 20 years. Pick up a gallon today for only $32.89 after 11% rebate. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Talking about the all-new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. And this is the all-new Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
And a loyal listener, Mike Rhodes. I know Mike's out there right now. He listens every day. Editor-in-chief of MuncieJournal.com, the business of Delaware County. Positive news and information has been up and running for a long time. Our newest entity is 765businessjournal.com. That web entity also overseen. Mike Rhodes is editor-in-chief of that, too. I obviously didn't pass the grammar class, but Mike, good morning to you and my beautiful wife, Nancy, and to Emily Guffey's dad and others that are listening this morning. I will tomorrow morning have as a guest on this program, Delaware County Today, the president of Ball State University. That's Jeffrey Mearns. I'm going to ask him about the Ball State baseball team. Did they really play in the snow earlier this week? And I will ask him live during our interview, will Ball State University have a dome soon for the baseball squad? I'm pretty sure he will laugh at me and or shake my head. That's very expensive. They got a beautiful turf field and all that, which I know that Coach Maloney there at Ball State and the Cardinals is very thankful for. Ball State had a ranking by Forbes magazine and some other items, some promotions, some additions to their staff. We'll cover that. You'll hear that tomorrow morning at about 8:05, I think, is the plan on this show, which is called Delaware County Today, what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. So what happened to daylight saving time? What I mean by that is there was an effort to end it forever on the federal level.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. There ought to be a law. That's what millions of Americans may proclaim when they woke up Sunday morning cursing the fact that daylight saving time embezzled an hour of sleep. Turns out, in fact, there is a law. Congress mandates when daylight saving time begins, when standard time begins. It was a year ago this week that GOP Florida Senator Marco Rubio shocked everyone, earning unanimous consent by the Senate to pass a bill to permanently shift the U.S. to daylight saving time. The measure never advanced in the House before the end of the last Congress. Rubio's office says he doesn't intend to move the legislation right away again, but something could brew later this year. Here's the reason the U.S. switches the clocks twice a year. It's a legislative compromise. And that's all legislation is anyway. Compromise. The U.S. tried daylight saving time year-round for 2 years in the 1970s, and people abhorred it. But laws are a little like time. Both are constructs of humankind. The only constants are the sunlight and the darkness and what we make of it. And that's something which can't be legislated from Capitol Hill. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
And on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Sports Talk 2 coming top of hour. Dan Patrick starts with Sports Talk. There's a lot of NFL moves. Bye-bye, Matty Ice. You probably heard that by now. The Colts need a new quarterback. I'm Steve Lindell. This is WMUN. Press release from a gentleman that I met just before vacation, Zachary Myers, United States Attorney, Southern District, was in studio. Great interview. I still appreciate Zachary Myers for coming in. The announcement yesterday in a press release that the Department of Justice will host a two-day human trafficking seminar for law enforcement and victims' services agencies. That is set, I believe, in the Indianapolis area, and I'm looking for the date on here. It's a very long press release. I'm sure that you can reach out the U.S. Attorney's Office for information on that, Southern District U.S. Attorney's Office. This is the new WMUN, Delaware County Today, and that answer to my question coming in just a moment
House call for health first, though. If you've ever suffered from this one, you know that there's a lot of pain involved with this ailment.
This is House Call for Health. Senator Dianne Feinstein was diagnosed with shingles in late February and had to be hospitalized for treatment. But what is shingles exactly? Centers for Disease Control and Prevention describes it as a painful rash that develops on one side of the body or face. The rashes will have blisters and then scab over in a week to 10 days, but take up to 4 weeks to fully clear. Other symptoms can include an upset stomach, the chills, a fever, and headache. You can get the disease if you've had the chickenpox and a specific type of virus reactivates in the body. Treatment includes several types of antiviral medicines, which work better if you start them as early as possible after you see a rash. As for the pain, you can use over-the-counter medicine, or if it's bad enough, a prescription from your doctor. And to get rid of itching, calamine lotion, wet compresses, and a colloidal oatmeal bath often helps. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
On the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie, the place for Power Hour Sports Talk with Mark Forster today, 4 o'clock. We'll see if he has any Colts news for us or if the network, Fox Sports Radio, has anything as far as what the Colts might be doing with their quarterback. And is anybody tired of hearing about Aaron Rodgers? Good heavens. He's on the top of every national sports story. It's a big deal. We'll see if he ends up with the Jets, the J-E-T-S. Or if he stays with the Packers. Okay, so the Fox News anchor and DePauw, Indiana University graduate, has a Pence story now.
The Brett Baer Minute.
The gloves are beginning to come off in the 2024 Republican presidential primary as former Vice President Mike Pence issued his strongest rebuke of his one-time running mate and the president he served under over the weekend, while former President Trump continues to attack Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on his Truth Social account and in an appearance in Iowa. Axios senior political correspondent Josh Krashauer.
If you look at the polling, Brett, Republicans are pretty evenly divided now on the issue of Ukraine. So it's really 50-50. You see almost every other Republican other than Trump and DeSantis taking that traditional, more hawkish view. So Trump, DeSantis is now competing with Trump for the more MAGA space, but he's both jeopardizing his appeal in a general election if he is the nominee, and he's showing that he really is worried about being able to crack that base of support that Trump has maintained and has shown some resilience with.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Brett Baer, DePauw University graduate. There's the payoff on the new WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Brett Baer and the Fox News counterparts on staff there have updates on WMUN just before the top of the hour, every hour, all day, 7 days a week, here to make sure that you know what you need to know. Steve Lindell this morning on March the 16th, the day before St. Patrick's Day, and also the day of the NCAA tournament, first round games getting underway. There will be some time wasted. You know it. People watching and or listening to those games. Looking ahead to next week, Delaware County Today on Tuesday, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch booked as a guest. On Wednesday the 22nd, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz. On Friday the 24th, a week from tomorrow, Rich Ziegler. This is the individual that puts together that incredible Three Trails music series. We had that story on our newscast immediately when released. Had a great outline on MuncieJournal.com with Mike Rhodes, too. Rich has been on vacation and hasn't been available, so that was the soonest we could get him into the studio to talk about that. Again, that'll be Friday the 24th, 1 week from tomorrow. Again, a couple of the news updates that we're following for you. One man found dead, apparently of one or more gunshot wounds on the south side of Muncie, found in a duplex early Wednesday. They are actively investigating. MPD wants tips. If you have them, 747-4867. And the Delaware County Sheriff's deputies investigated and may have solved a fatality hit and run northwest Muncie. The sheriff was in studio earlier this hour with that case seemingly closed, but I'm sure they will continue to do due diligence and make certain they have all the facts put together before they close that case entirely. The other item we're watching today around Muncie, Delaware County, Indiana, is the weather. Strong winds will pick up. If you're inclined to power outages in your house or business or neighborhood, be ready for a backup plan just in case. And the temperature will plummet. Today will be the warmest day of the week. So appreciate that while you can. That'll do it for this morning's edition of what we call Delaware County Today. What people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County. I'm Steve Lindell with my show producer, Emily Guffey. We look forward to talking to you again tomorrow and every weekday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, free streams, and the Alexa command, play WMUN.